I'm Lynn Chown. Thank you for joining me in this audio series, Preparing for High Heart Meditation. In the second audio of the kit, we'll be working on preparing our energetic fields. We'll be clearing our energetic fields, reclaiming transmuted energy, and setting up our boundaries. In the first audio, we worked on connecting into the golden grid and recognizing ourselves as our higher self. Next, we brought all of our awareness into our body, and then we grounded to the earth. Now we want to prepare our energy fields for meditation and manifestation. I'm going to talk about what we're going to do, and then we'll do it together near the end of the audio. When we meditate, we download answers to our prayers or solutions or information we're seeking. If we don't clear or neutralize our energetic field before meditation, the download will land in a tainted field with whatever energy has been there since your last clearing. So what thoughts and emotions have you been entertaining in the last 24 to 48 hours or since your last clearing? You'll need to use your imagination in whatever way works for you, even if it's just setting an intention and knowing that what you focus on is happening for you. After aligning and grounding, you'll use your imagination or set an intention to put into motion around you and your aura a vortex of energy, like a tornado, rotating counterclockwise and spiraling downward from the top of your aura down into the center of the earth. And by counterclockwise, I mean if you're looking out your eyes at the energy passing in front of your face, it goes from right to left. If you're doing manifestation work, widen the vortex to the size of the room. When you set up the vortex, imagine that it's spinning fast enough to act like a vacuum. Or you can just visualize a vacuum switch nearby and you can easily switch on the vortex vacuum. When you activate the vacuum, allow the vortex to vacuum out all of the debris in your body and energetic field that doesn't serve you and send it down into a big ball of high vibrational light energy at the center of the earth to be recycled. This debris can be low-level energy or toxic emotions and thoughts, any fear-based energies or entities. As a separate exercise, you can go into your past unconscious wish life, thought forms and emotions, just to free up the energy. Just realize that the debris doesn't serve you for your best and highest good. With your intention, release the data with gratitude that held those thought forms and emotions into orbit for you, and use the vortex to send the energy down to be transmuted and neutralized. This exercise frees up energy for you to use and helps clear the fogginess that was caused by debris that was just rotating around in your field. So once your field is cleared, you want to fill up the spaces left void by the debris that was removed with high vibrational qualities. With your intention, you call back to you the transmuted and neutralized energy from the center of the earth and send all of that energy up to your soul star chakra, that golden sun located 6 to 12 inches above your head. At this time, you can qualify the reclaimed energy with a high-level emotion like love or joy or wisdom or just whatever virtuous quality that's congruent with the meditation, manifestation, or healing work that you're doing. You want to visualize that energy as a golden liquid gel and then ask your higher self to adjust the wattage of the source energy that you'll be flowing through your body and field. When everything is set, you'll call in the God source energy to flow through your soul star chakra, carrying the golden liquid gel into and throughout your body. And when your body's full, you'll allow it to flow out of your heart into your energetic field, filling up your energetic field to the point where you feel a little bit of resistance, you know, kind of like a water balloon. If your aura is full of high-level energy, there's no room for lower-level stuff, especially other people's emotions. Get a sense of where the edges of your aura are located. Unless you have a natural boundary of 10 to 12 feet and have the energy and attention span to maintain it, I would go with the 3-foot version for now at least. And that's 3 feet around you in all directions. After you've filled your aura, switch on the light switch and light up your boundaries. When you're working with another person or a group, it's a good idea to leave the vortex in place until the end of the session. When you're done, cut any ties, filling up any holes where the cord was attached with liquid love, and let the vortex collapse into the center of the earth and reclaim your energy that you sent down to be transmuted into the ball of light in the center of the earth. And now that we know how to prepare a field, let's run through the process together. So get comfortable in your seat. And close your eyes and take a few deep cleansing breaths. Release all the tensions of your day. Release the tensions on the exhale. Relax your body. Calm your emotions and become mentally focused on only this process. Bring all of your attention down into your heart space, opening the doors of your heart. Step inside your heart space onto the golden grid. Listen to the sound of your heartbeat. Get into its rhythm. And matching the vibration of your heartbeat with the pulse at the heart of the universe. There's a divine golden grid with golden threads of light that holds all of the universal matter together, the fabric of the universe. These golden threads are infinite, and they come from infinity and run through your body and heart space and go back out into infinity. And imagine the golden grid running through your body and notice the connection at your heart, where a vertical line comes down through the top of your head, moving through your heart space all the way down through your body and into the earth and beyond. One of the horizontal lines comes from the front of your body through your heart space and out the back. And another horizontal line comes from one side of your body through your heart space and out the other side. You're now connected to the golden grid and supported by this divine structure. You are in a state of coherence with the universe. Allow for a full alignment with your higher self. Ask your higher self to adjust any energy you bring into your body and field for your highest and greatest good. Bring all of your awareness inside your body. Bring it all the way down below your eyebrow level, behind your eyes, in front of your spine into a tube. That central channel going all the way down to the base of your spine. And at the base of your spine, allow the energy to flow in and through your legs and your feet and your toes, just throughout your body. And connect with your grounding cord. Send your grounding cord down from your root chakra, locking into that ball of light in the middle of the earth, which acts as a recycling plant, burning up and transmuting lower level energies. Then a vortex around you counterclockwise that connects with that ball of light in the center of the earth. Make the vortex the size of your aura and spin it fast enough that it acts like a vacuum. become aware of any lower level emotions, thoughts, and energies in your body or orbiting in your field that no longer serve you. Send down any fear-based emotions, anger, resentment, frustration, shame or blame, just any lower level energies. This includes any old unconscious wish-like thought forms. Set the intention to release the devas that held them in orbit for you and send gratitude to the devas for their service. Send down the energy to be transmuted in that ball of light in the center of the earth and send down any anger, frustration, and fear. Continue to breathe deeply. And now fill your heart with the love that alleviates fear. Okay, and now let it radiate out from your heart through the threads of the universal golden grid in all directions. You are a beacon of divine light and love. Drop the vortex from around you, sending it down, burning up any residual lower level energy into that ball of light in the center of the earth. And now bring up the purified energy to the golden sun above your head. What energy would you like to qualify the reclaimed energy with? Love, joy, happiness. You choose. And now imagine the golden sun above your head, turning it into a golden liquid gel, filling up your body with the golden liquid gel. Allow the golden source energy to seep into every cell, saturating yourself in all the space in between and all the spaces left void by the vortexing. And let it overflow from your heart into your energetic field, filling up your aura, all the way down below your feet, all the way around your body, up above your head. Taking up all the space of your aura, filling it up all the way, and expanding it to just where you're feeling a little bit of resistance. Imagine a light switch, and flipping on the light switch, you light up your boundaries and illuminate your body and your being. Put up your little consciousness deflector mirrors to reflect back love and truth to anyone sending you energy. Call all your energy back to you from me, cutting any cords and filling up any holes where the cords were, filling them up with liquid love. Recalibrate yourself. And open your eyes and come back to the space in your room. Thank you for joining me in this audio series, Preparing for High Heart Meditation. Check out my website at lynnchown.com.